Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show that deals with the problems of life. Life is difficult, and it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about a problem that many people face, and it's a sad reality in the lives of too many people, and that is the problem of dealing with a dysfunctional family. You know, we like to think that families are always a place of love and support and nurturing, and for some people that's the case. But the sad reality is that a lot of people are dealing with highly dysfunctional, toxic, even abusive families. And when we are dealing with dysfunctional families, it affects us very deeply. It's a very emotional state to be in. And so we need to have strategies to deal with this very serious problem of having a dysfunctional family. Now, first of all, we need to think about what does it mean to be a dysfunctional family? Of course, every family has arguments. Every family has difficulties and tensions and disagreements. That's normal. But in a family that is functional, works through these things. They work through the problems. They deal with the difficulties in a healthy way. And yes, they may have arguments, but the work being done is to settle the argument and to find a way to go forward. And in the midst of all of that, there is love and there is support, even though there may be hard feelings at times. This is normal in a family, to have struggles, but to work through those struggles. Dysfunctional families, however, are places that there is great tension, that there is even abuse, that arguments go on and they are never really settled very often. They continue on and people are not supported but are torn down. And some people get used to this and think this is just a normal part of families. But in reality, it is a dysfunctional family when people are torn down, when people are put down, and when arguments are not part of settling a dispute, but are simply ways of hurting one another repeatedly. This is a reality for many people. And when this is the case, we need strategies to deal with these toxic, abusive, or dysfunctional families. And so I want to give you 5 strategies that can help in these situations. Now, it will not fix a dysfunctional family. That's far beyond what one person can do. You cannot fix everyone in a family. But there are strategies that can help a person when they realize that they are part of a dysfunctional family. There are strategies that can be put in place that can help you function at a healthier level in the midst of the stress of dealing with a dysfunctional family. Now, the first strategy is to understand relationships are a choice. You do not have to be in a relationship with your family. Now, if you choose to end it, that creates another set of problems. There are deep scars that come with having to end relationships. And so I'm not saying that that would be an easy decision to make. However, there is power in understanding that we have a choice. That if you are choosing to be in a relationship, that that is your decision to make. You are not a slave to your family. You are not owned by your family. That you have a choice whether or not to be in that relationship. And having that choice gives you power. It gives a certain level of strength just to know, I'm choosing to be here. This is what I choose to do. It may be a problem, but it's a problem you are choosing to have. You do have the freedom to end relationships. Again, that's not an easy thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do, and it leaves deep emotional scars to end a family relationship. But there is power in knowing you can. that if you are going to be in that relationship, it's by your choice. And just knowing that is the first step to having a healthy strategy of dealing with a dysfunctional family. We choose to deal with this problem, or we can choose to leave the family and to cut ties. There is power in just simply making that choice. The second strategy is to control your expectations. Too many times we think about what a family should be, that what our parents should be, or our siblings, or our extended family, whoever it is, we start to think of what life should be in a family. And we start to expect that from people. We start to expect that people should fit our image. And when they don't, we think, maybe if I just acted a different way, maybe if I said a certain thing, maybe if I pushed them harder, or maybe if I didn't push them at all, maybe if I said things a certain way at a certain time, that I can make them act the way they're supposed to. None of that's going to work. We cannot control people, and we cannot expect people to change. People only change when they want to. For example, think about how hard it is to try to lose 10 pounds. For a lot of people, that's very difficult. Even though it's a rather simple process, you eat less, you exercise more, and you'll lose weight. And over time, you will lose 10 pounds. And yet, even though it's a simple process, it's actually quite difficult for most people to do. It takes a lot of dedication. And so if something as simple as losing 10 pounds is going to be difficult, changing our personality is going to be much more difficult. Changing the way we function in relationships is going to be much more difficult. And so people are not going to change unless they really want to. And us twisting around, trying to say things a certain way, trying to pressure or manipulate people into changing is not going to work. We simply have to understand that people are not going to act the way we want them to, and we don't need to expect them to. If we're going to choose to be in that relationship, we need to stop expecting them to change. The third strategy is to set boundaries. You do not have to answer every question just because they ask it. You do not have to accept everything they tell you. You do not have to do everything they want you to do. Now, they will probably get angry, but in dysfunctional families, anger tends to be normal. And so, think about what you're willing to do, how much you're willing to put up with, what questions you're willing to answer, what areas of your life will you let them in, and which areas of life will you keep private from your family? You do not have to let your family into every area of your life. You don't have to answer every question or do everything they want you to do. That's called boundaries. That we get to have a certain level of freedom in our own lives. We get to have a certain level of privacy in our own lives. And setting those boundaries can help have healthy spaces even if you're dealing with unhealthy people. The fourth strategy is to limit your contact. Now, that doesn't mean you cut them out completely, but it means that sometimes we might need a break. Sometimes we might need to pause a relationship for a while. Sometimes we might just need some space. There may be limits to the amount of time we can spend with a family. Sometimes families can do really well at first for a few hours, but then as time goes on, arguments begin to break out, or people begin to act worse as time goes on. Sometimes we need to pay attention to that and stay within those time limits that can be more healthy, or stay within the time limits that we know we are able to function at a healthy level. Sometimes we just get tired after a while and we fall into old patterns of arguments and toxic behaviors. Knowing where your limits are and limiting that contact to a level that is tolerable, making plans to leave maybe a little early or skip some of the family meetings, to set some limits on how much contact we have with families, if we know that it's going to be draining to us, if it's going to be a struggle to get along, if it's going to be a situation where we are constantly being put down or put on defensive, simply limiting our contact and deciding how much time we can invest with family members that are dysfunctional, that are even abusive to us at times, setting these limits, limiting the amount of contact, can help us have a healthier functioning relationship within ourselves. It may not help the relationship with that family member. In fact, they may be upset that you're limiting contact with them. But having some time that we just sort of limit that contact so that dysfunctional family is not overwhelming our entire life. Finally, the fifth strategy is to give yourself time to relax after we meet with family. Sometimes if there's a family weekend, for example, it may take up the entire weekend and we go all the way into late Sunday evening and then have to go back to work on Monday. And we've had no time to recuperate. If we know we are going to be stressed dealing with dysfunctional family, dealing with the stress of these family dynamics, give yourself time to recuperate. Know that after you deal with the family for a few hours or a day or a couple of days, that you're going to need some time to relax and to unwind and to do something good for yourself, to kind of build yourself back up a little bit. Don't spend the entire day or the entire weekend with your family and then have to go right back to the work week and do that over and over again. Give yourself some time to recuperate, to unwind, if you know the family atmosphere is going to create a lot of tension and a lot of stress for you. Give yourself some time. Go home a little earlier and recuperate a little bit. Get away for a little while and just relax, knowing that we need some time to recover and to recuperate and to unwind after being in the stress that we are under with dysfunctional families. If you do these things, it won't change your family. It will not fix people, but it will help you live a healthier life in the midst of dysfunctional family. Having these strategies will not fix those relationships, but it will help us individually be healthier in the midst of those stressful situations. And so once again, the five strategies is to know that relationships are a choice. We don't have to be in them. And if we choose to be in them, that gives us power. That gives us the reassurance, I am choosing this problem. It's a problem, but I'm choosing to live with this and to deal with this problem because it's my choice to be in this relationship. To control your expectations, don't get caught up in the way things should be. Deal with things the way they are. Set boundaries. Make sure that you are not being overwhelmed by these dysfunctional relationships. Set boundaries in your life. Limit your contact to what you know you can handle. And after you deal with the family for a while, make sure you have some time for yourself to relax and to unwind and to sort of decompress from the stress that you are under. If you do this, again, you won't fix the family, but it will help you be healthier in the midst of these difficult relationships. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. And you can find that website at esumc.cz. You can also find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, you can check out my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.